Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Smashcast. It's your host, me, Cameron Perez, and
Ryan Kreider.
And today, we saw some news. Well, not today, but yesterday, we saw some news that Detective Pikachu writers are thinking about making a Smash Bros. Movie.
They said they wouldn't mind it. They said it would
I think they said they'd think about it.
I was like, we talked about this last time. I'm not going to talk about it too much this time, but yeah. I think it'd be cool. And Detective Pikachu apparently was a very good movie. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on seeing it sometime soon. But yeah, I mean, like, it'd be cool. But I don't care.
I just want to see a big CGI Donkey Kong and King K. Rool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Kevin Hart for King K. Rool. We talked about this yesterday.
Yo, who would we get to play Ganondorf? Josh Brolin?
Probably Arnold. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's Ganondorf.
Imagine Danny DeVito as Ganondorf. That'd be fucking weird. Okay.
No, Danny DeVito for Link.
Okay. In other news around Nintendo, the Mario Maker Direct dropped last night.
I'm so sad we didn't get a Steve announcement.
No Steve. I mean, I didn't think we were getting an announcement. I was hoping for it. I didn't think so. I just want Steve and Smash, and that would have been a good time to announce it. Just be like, at the end, like, oh, hey, also, for you Smash players, Minecraft Steve.
I mean, it would have been the best time to announce it.
It's
they're talking about a building game.
It's a building game.
Minecraft is a building game.
It do be like
and
that.
And third, Minecraft just recently had a birthday.
Yeah, and it's whatever, but I think Steve probably will be the next DLC. He has to. It's just like the most rumored.
It's the most
one.
Talked about.
Yeah.
Other than like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. But regardless of that, Mario Maker 2 looks insane. It looks very good. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, there's not really much else to say about it. They added slopes.
Slopes. But Mario Maker 3D, when they announced that 3D World was a thing, I was shocked. I was like, ooh, this looks good. But then they fucking tricked me, and it was still 2D.
You just have 3D World blocks.
Yeah, they just added in 3D World blocks in the cat power, and I was like, really? Really?
Bowser Jr. Yes.
Well, we had Cat Bowser as an enemy, so that's that. And then, can we talk about the new Toad and Toadette sprites that they had for then Super Mario Bros. 3 and original? Those look kind of fire.
Yeah, they look really cool. They look,
I think they look better than Mario.
Damn, probably. Yeah, I mean, Mario Maker, it's going to be a fun game. I don't think it'll, like, be anything special. I think it'll just be Mario Maker, but better. I mean, I don't really see it being much more than just like, hey, this is a fun game for Dashy to play. yeah, because nothing really, like, you don't really see a Mario Maker community. Like, there is Mario Maker community, but it's not that important. Most of them are just people who play Mario that play other people's maps.
I think Super Mario Maker 2 is going to be a little bigger than the first Mario Maker.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Plus, it'll be on the Switch, so rest in peace.
Better engine.
Rest in peace for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Wii U's officially dead now. There's no game on the Wii U that is worth keeping it for.
Unless it's like another Legend of Zelda game that you want to play.
I mean, yeah, but like, there's no new game, there's no game that's like mainstream that's worth. Like, I know what Zelda, Legend of Zelda is mainstream. I just mean like, you know, there's gonna be a new Zelda or a Legend of Zelda game on the Switch soon, so I don't think it's really like that important. And most people already threw away their Wii U if they.
I never had a Wii U.
I don't have a Wii U either. I didn't see the point of it. I know Kylie has a Wii U, but yeah, I just don't see the point. I never really. I had a Wii.
I had a Wii, and it was the best time of my life. I had Super Mario Strikers Charge. Please, Nintendo, please remake it on the Switch.
That'd be amazing.
But yeah, I had Super Mario Strikers Charged. I got so mad at that game though because I couldn't unlock
yeah.
Baby Piranha because you had to play as him against a Donkey Kong who was on very hard.
Yeah. Very hard. Very hard Dong.
Expand Dong. Can we talk about that mod for Smash 4?
Dude, when do we get mods for Ultimate?
We've already had mods for Ultimate. I just think they're not very like big mods. Like
yeah, I've seen like reskin and stuff like that. But like,
yeah.
I haven't seen any like big mods like Expand Dog.
we need Expand Dog remastered.
For those of you who don't know what Expand Dog is, it pretty much just gave Donkey Kong very
stretchy
very long limbs.
It was like Dalsim from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
His Smash Attack covered like half a battlefield.
Yeah. He was just Linky Kong.
Linky Kong for Smash.
But no, yeah. I wanna see big mods like that get into Ultimate. Like just for fun. Don't go fuck with people online and fucking spike him with Donkey Kong Dare from like 15 meters up. But no, it'd be cool to see. And mods would just be really fun in general. Mods are a big part of gaming. If you look at Skyrim, all those, those games are so big because of mods. And if you add mods to Smash Ultimate, like easy, accessible mods, that game's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Can
also,
could you imagine the Young Link with just infinite arrows? Like a machine gun bow, just saying.
But also, let's get into the topic of the buffs that we were talking about yesterday, because, not yesterday, but the other day, because
yeah.
It got cut out.
Yeah, we kind of weren't paying attention to our recording. But it's okay. There's always flaws in the first episode. But this time, we're more aware of it, and we're going to make sure it doesn't screw up. Did we talk about Kirby?
Yeah, but it didn't get in the episode, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, like, did it. Okay, so... Kirby needs kill power.
Well, he needs a little more kill power.
When he doesn't have any kill throws, his best kill throw is 120 off of platforms.
Which is up throw.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't really have much kill power. I think his back air is decent.
His back air is good, but I think it needs, like, a slight power boost. Not that much, though.
Yeah, you know somebody who I really want to buff for, though?
Who?
Jaylee buff.
What does she need?
She just needs better kill opportunities, just like Kirby, but more. Because the only move that really kills, except rest, because it's rest. But the only basic move that Jigglypuff has that kills is back air. And
no, you got neutral beam.
Neutral beam? I mean, yeah, that's like really hard to hit sometimes. Yeah, I think, you know, Sing, I feel like that should get a buff. I feel like its radius should be a bit higher.
Oh, hell no.
That's just me.
I was not even really that close to her, and she put me asleep.
I'm a Jigglypuff player. I just... I'm just going to go with stuff I want buffed around my knees. I'm not going to say I want that broken bullshit like that. His down air needs better... it needs more less end lag because God, that move is unreliable as hell.
Wait, which one? Recovery?
No, down air.
Oh.
That it just has so much end lag.
Ike's jumps are weird in the air.
They are. I mean I like him. I like him a lot, but Paul and Tana I think is fine. I think she's at a good place.
And for you people who are saying that they don't get why I'm saying that Ike's jumps are weird in the air is because sometimes when I play Ike, I will jump off platform and then my double jump will just mysteriously disappear when I haven't even used it.
Yeah, that's really annoying, especially because his recovery is very linear. You either go directly horizontal or directly up. You can't really move much when up air. Or up air, sorry. Up special.
That's why Lucina and Martha are the best.
Lucina is the best Fire Emblem character in the game. Second's probably
Roy.
Martha Roy.
Tipper needs to be more consistent with Marth.
And then that's a close third.
Marth needs a huge buff with his Tipper consistency.
Yeah. I don't know. I think all my characters are good. Mario is just average. It's what he's meant to be. It's not meant to be special. I think my characters are good. If there's anything you want to say about your characters, Cameron, go for it.
Kirby needs more power in this meteor smash. Is down there. Because you need to hit them like 3 or 2 times just to spike them, like all the way down to the blast zone. And if they have a good recovery, they've just recovered.
It's such an easy move to hit them. Like, because it stays out for like.
Well, yeah, but still.
I mean,
Ganon's spike is easy to hit because he's a big boy.
But his recovery is also really bad, so it's risky.
They need to buff his double jump. That's what I said last time. They need to buff his double jump. It'll make his recovery better.
I think he's fine where he is. But, who else do you play?
Also, Little Mac needs a recovery. If he gets hit out of side B in the air, he needs to be able to use it again. It will help him recover. Pretty much a little better.
Yeah, I think it'll help him. I don't know. I think Little Mac is never going to be good. I don't see him getting into the next game, honestly. I think Little Mac's that useless of a character right now that they don't even care about him in the next game. There's a lot of characters I don't see getting to the next game, because I don't think they're going to try and do that. Everyone is here.
Cloud.
Cloud, Little Mac, just the useless character. Bayonetta probably
got actually, Cloud might be in the next game. He just got a new. His game just got remastered.
Oh.
Yeah, the other one that we saw, that was a different remaster.
Oh, was it? Did something get remastered?
Yes, I saw a preview for it. And Cloud has an English voice now.
Okay, cool. Well, that's whatever. Put Sora in Smash.
You really want Sora, don't you?
Yeah, I've wanted him since Brawl, dude.
I want Bandana D.
That'd be a good character to have. You can just spam Spear.
Oh, yeah, also, it'll just give us a different weapon other than Spear or Hammer. Like, give us a Fire Emblem character without Dancing Blade and without Counter, and just make his weapon like a big battle axe.
Hey, Ike has a battle axe in one of the games.
It's a mobile game, though.
No, yeah, he actually has a battle axe in one of the games.
Sure.
But I don't remember which one it is. I think it's Radiant All.
I don't think they're going to put in another Ike, though.
Oh, no, definitely. They're just saying, like, give us a new weapon of something, please. All we have is swords and guns. Some kind of gun. Explosive.
But rocket launchers.
Exactly. I mean, some kind of gun. It'd be cool to see another. I think Spear would be good. Spear would be cool. Battle Axes, sure. We have Kirby's Hammer. What the fuck's going on? So, if you hear that noise? If you hear that in the background, there's some freshmen outside doing some kind of experiment with annoying sounds. Anyways, it is what it is. But I think it'd be like that.
Yoshi is underrated.
Yoshi's hard matchup, depending on who you are.
Yoshi's a good juggler. He is actually god tier juggling.
He's very annoying to try and like get off stage or camp or something. Because
people need to know how to recover with Yoshi. Yeah, you'll be god tier.
Egg throw is such an annoying move. Like, it's so hard to counter, or like, when he's off stage. If he's on stage, you just jump over it. It's so hard to try and hit Yoshi because.
Egg throw?
Yeah, egg throw is just that annoying.
Because you gotta use egg throw before you use jump.
Yeah.
Unless you're under.
Yeah. You're just kind of dumb. You're trying to recover with Yoshi and you don't use egg throw. But, I mean. Yeah, he's a little underrated. You don't see a lot of Yoshi players. I think he's like B tier. I don't think he's amazing.
Oh, hey, Esam is secondary maining. Yoshi.
Really?
Yeah. The other day he was just streaming on his channel playing Yoshi.
I don't watch Yoshi's fan, but I do support Panda Global. They're based out of Oklahoma. So.
Has ESAM won a Smash Ultimate tournament yet?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't keep up with them too much. I like to watch them every now and then. I haven't seen any, but then again, I haven't looked very hard. But
who else needs a buff in Smash Ultimate?
A buff in Smash?
Actually, I think Charizard needs like a little bit of speed buff in his moves.
Yeah, I think Charizard's moves. He's just become so good. Like, he was the best Pokemon in Smash 4.
He wasn't the best Pokemon. We still had a Pikachu.
Yeah, he was one of the better
and
Pokemon.
And I think Lucario was good in the game.
Lucario was okay. Mewtwo was in it. But yeah, Charizard was like one of the better Pokemon in that game. And they kind of messed him up in this game. They said no more of the Charizard. Get to Ivysaur. Man, the Pokemon trainer, you're playing Ivysaur with what is that move called? Flame Charge?
Flare Blitz.
Flare Blitz, that's right. I'm sorry. I play Pokemon, I just can't remember the fucking move.
There's way too many Pokemon. There's going to be like over like 1,000, I think, in this when this new game comes out. And that's a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah, I think right now there's about...
it's like over 900.
But yeah, there's a lot of Pokemon. Not in Smash, just in general. How many Pokemon is there in Smash? Like without the item, I mean, just like characters. Because we'll count Pokemon Trainer as one.
I don't think we should count them as one.
Okay, well, Pichu, Pikachu, Mewtwo,
Charizard,
Incineroar, Charizard, Ivysaur, Squirtle, Jigglypuff,
Lucario. Who's the other one?
Sorry, there's another one. I don't know.
There has to be another one we're not thinking of. Either we just don't play him, or he's just not there. There's just not another one. But I cannot think of any other Pokemon.
Moving up away.
You know who they should make a character?
What?
Beware.
Beware. That'd be pretty cool. I like Beware. He's such a, like, it's such an easy design, but it's just so cute. I don't know why.
Oh, dude, I saw a clip from the anime on Instagram. Beware went off.
Yeah, no, Beware in Pokemon anime is hilarious because he just messes with Team Rocket. He's kind of like their little mascot in Sun and Moon. Pretty cool to see, but let's see. There's a good representation for Pokemon because it is, I'd say, Nintendo's biggest brand.
Other than like Mario?
Yeah, I mean, other than Mario. But...
Yeah. Who would you say who is better known, Mario or Pikachu?
Probably Mario. I'd say Mario. Greninja.
Yeah, that,
Greninja, Jigglypuff, Mewtwo, Pichu, Pikachu, Charizard, Squirtle, and Ivysaur. Oh, and Incineroar. I think we said that one, but...
No, we didn't.
We didn't? Okay, so...
Dang, I played Incineroar.
Yeah,
I forgot about it.
We both played Incineroar.
Like, I play Incineroar, like, every now and then.
The 10 Pokemon. The most representative franchise in Smash.
And there's like 7, 8 Fire Emblem characters.
7 Fire Emblem characters. Or no, is it 8? No, or is it 7?
I don't know. It's either 7 or 8.
7 or 8. And then there's a lot of Mario representation. And yes, I count Donkey Kong with Mario because it's the same company. So.
I mean, Donkey Kong and Mario are
presented at the same time. They were the same game.
Yeah, but some people like to count Donkey Kong as a character because he had his own, like, thing.
His own game.
His own game, his own show. Yeah, I like to count Donkey Kong.
Then would you count Diddy?
Yeah,
would you count Diddy and King K as Mario?
That's true. I don't know. I think Donkey Kong represents too, honestly, because he represents Mario, because he is Mario's first ever villain. But then again, he has his own franchise, all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
He is in the Mario Kart games too.
Oh, yeah, so is Diddy Kong.
No, Diddy Kong wasn't even in Mario Kart 8. I think Diddy Kong was only in Mario Kart Wii.
Oh, was he? Oh, wow. Okay. Doing King K for Mario Kart 9?
Yes, dude. I just want to be a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy crocodile.
I'll be the big chunky again. I'm just King K in the game.
I mean, yeah. You could say Link was in Mario Kart 8 all you want, but that's only one game.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the, it's like saying Miis or Mario. It's just because it was there.
Don't even get me started on Isabelle. I didn't even want her in Smash.
Fuck Isabelle. If you like Isabelle, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just missing a few chromosomes. If you play Animal Crossing, that's different. But if you like Isabelle because of Smash, there's something wrong with you. If you wanted Isabelle in Smash, there's something wrong with you. Why do you want a little puppy in Smash?
We had better candidates.
I just want to kill it.
Yeah, we had better candidates. We had Shadow, Bandana, Waddle Dee, maybe even Rayman. I think he'd be a better candidate than Isabelle.
Rayman is never coming to Smash.
I know, I'm just saying.
I know.
He would have been better than Isabelle.
Right now, it is genuinely confirmed he is never coming to Smash because he got announced for Brawlhalla a couple months ago, I believe. But,
no, it was around the same time Smash Ultimate was like being like announced and all that.
A couple months ago.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, it was like January, I believe.
Exactly. No, I don't think it was January. I think it was December.
It was all summer. You don't even play Brawlhalla.
So?
Get out of here. It was like January, I believe. But either way. I
saw it everywhere on Instagram.
I might have been so wrong. Care Brawlhalla is just, I mean, it's a good game, it's fun, but it's no Smash.
Yeah.
It doesn't have fun Smash, it's a fucking loser. It's just like the weird baby cousin that nobody really likes. But I mean, yeah, it's...
I kind of want to try out Rivals of Ether. I heard that game has like no recoveries.
Rivals? I haven't seen it.
Rivals of Ether? You haven't played it? You haven't seen Alpha Ride play it?
I haven't watched it.
Well,
I don't know. Wait, was Rivals of Ether the one with Shovel Knight?
It might have been.
Okay,
for sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
I just know it has a lot of indie game representatives.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a really fun game.
Take for Smash.
No, never. Please, give me an Echo Fighter, or not Echo Fighter, give me an Assist Trophy. It is the spirit of this game, which. Does not give me much hope. But, I guess we can go on to this topic. Do you think spirits be confirmed?
Not really. We had a K. Rool spirit.
I mean...
And get look who's in the game. K. Rool.
Yeah, but even, like, we also had a Mario one. But, like,
well, I mean, those are different Marios.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. But
And it wasn't really necessarily Mario, you could say, because remember the what was it, Dory one? Mario was on there, but it was just Dory. It was just supposed to be Dory.
Yeah. I don't know. I want them to, but again, I don't. Okay, listen. Two of the biggest, like, spirits in the game that people notice. I don't want either of them in Smash.
And which one was it?
Shantae and Geno. I don't want either of them in Smash.
Rayman was a spirit.
He was. He's not going to be in Smash. But yeah, I don't want him in Smash. I don't like Geno. I think he's just an overrated character for no reason. He wasn't that good of a character.
He's too overhyped.
He was in one game on 64. He is not that good of a character. I don't know why people want Geno so bad.
I think he's overhyped.
He is overhyped. He's just... there, and people are like, yeah, let's get the fucking puppet in there. Why? Why?
You're the fucking Buffett.
Sean, hey, I can see that. You know,
you've had multiple games, and you just had a game on a Game Boy.
One of the biggest indie games right now. Potential-wise, she has it, but I want Steve and Goku. I know Goku isn't going to get him. Goku's never going to get him. He's an anime character, and they already said they don't want anime characters being represented. That's okay. But my kid,
we can talk about anime on this show.
We might have a dedicated anime episode on these days. So
maybe even multiple.
Yeah. Also, we can post about this on our Instagram.
I was thinking about putting it in our Instagram bio once we get, like, are consistent enough with this.
Yeah, because right now we're recording in our school and, you know, it's not that good. Make sure that's not closed.
I know.
But, we don't really have a system. I have a mic at home, but it's only one. And, I mean, we just gotta get a schedule.
Yeah, we're two guys. We don't want to be that close to each other.
Two guys chilling in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. Just put that out there. There's nothing wrong with being gay. Unless you're annoying like James Charles. Then there's a problem.
Yeah.
But listen, I don't hate James Charles because he's gay. I hate him because he's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with him trying to get straight men to have sex, that's just wrong.
That is wrong.
You know, James Charles, we're not getting on the subject. Fucking James Charles for Smash. But we're a Smash cast, damn it. We don't talk about that bullshit.
Yo, can we get some Smash in 3D?
Smash right. Alright, we're playing the other one. We need to chill. No, but yeah, we're doing this at lunch. We don't have a good schedule set out yet. And
once we both get jobs, and we'll probably find some time to like do this more consistently, because we're going to get jobs, and we're going to get money and get some podcast equipment.
That would be cool. not involved in Smash at all, but I just...
J. Cole joins the battle.
J. Cole.
I'm loading my clips.
Once we get everything going, we'll get it more consistent, we'll work out the kinks, we'll get everything going. Also, this room is very echoey, so apologies for that, but, you know, it's the best we can do right now.
Yeah.
We just want
Who do you think has potential to be in Smash? Other than
Steve
Minecraft, Banjo. Minecraft Steve, Banjo, Goku, or anyone Nintendo? What do you think?
Sora.
Other than him, too. Pick another one.
So third parties that I see?
Yeah.
Dante? From Devil May Cry. Yeah, I've heard that one a lot.
Potentially.
It'd be weird to see like him in Smash. But then, I mean, I don't know. I've never played a Devil May Cry game. I've heard the rumors, but I think it's
possible. I was gonna say he looks a little bit too realistic to be in Smash.
That's
but then again, Bayonetta.
That's what I was thinking, but yeah, Bayonetta. It'll be cool to see how they go. If they do add Dante, are they just gonna give him Gun? Are they just gonna reuse?
Also, another thing came into my mind is just like Bayonetta, like how she's like. I was gonna say cuss words could probably get Dante not to be in Smash, but then again, Bayonetta said a lot in her game.
Yeah. Are we gonna stop this at the 30-minute mark? Because so, I mean, we got one more minute.
No, I think we can stretch it out just a little bit longer.
I think it only goes to 30 because it's red now. Okay, so we're actually doing a proper outro this time because we have time and we were paying attention. So
yeah,
30-minute podcast, my guys, and females if you're out there watching this for some reason. But yeah, anyways,
hey, there's some females in Smash.
Yeah,
I follow a page with a female in Smash.
We have 30 seconds, so, I mean, if you're listening to this, thank you. We appreciate it.
Also, I don't follow her just because she's a female, because she doesn't even post pictures of her face.
Hasn't pointed that one out. Thank you guys for listening.
All right.
If you are here.
Bye.
And this has been the Smashcast.
Tune in to the next episode.
Tune in the next time, I guess.
All right. Bye, guys.
Have a good one.